It's another hour playing all the hits. The beat of MK. MKFM.
That was Charlie Puth on MKFM, and welcome to the Saturday Show live from Willen Lake as we are here for the Dragon Boat Festival. It's going to be an amazing day. The sun is shining, the crews are turning up in their numbers, and we will tell you everything that's going on in a little while. First though, One Republic. This is MKFM, that was Liam Payne, so let me tell you about the view I'm looking out to right now. I am stood at the side of Willen Lake. It's very picturesque this morning, the sun is shining, it is a beautiful scene, and to my left I can see over 25 crews getting themselves prepped and ready to go out onto the water and battle it out to be crowned the 2018 champion. This event has gone on for a number of years at Willen Lake, and it all raises money for McIntyre, who do wonderful things in our community. It's a difficult one to explain, but loads of businesses, loads of teams get together, put a team of about 12 people together, and they'll be rowing on the water, and it's essentially the fastest guys win. It's going to be a fantastic day. It's going to be a brilliant one. So if you are up to anything today, come along, because it's looking beautiful here. The crowds are already gathering. We're going to talk to some of the people involved in a little bit. Plus, we've got music to come from Jess Glynn and Clean Bandit soon as well. Selena Gomez on MKFM. I'm Oliver Dean, and we are live from Willen Lake today for the Dragon Boat Festival. The crowds are starting to gather. It's going to be an excellent day. It's a difficult one to explain, but it's going to be so much fun as a ton of teams take to the water to try and row their way to victory and to be crowned the 2018 champions. We're going to be chatting to some of the teams and also to some of the team from MKFM because, well, we've done this for the last couple of years, and we've always been a little bit rubbish. So I think our plan and hope is that this year we've got a bit of a better team. I know they've been doing some training in the gym as well, and we might not make too much of an embarrassment of ourselves. So we'll be chatting to those guys to find out how their preparation's gone as well. Right now though, back to the music. This is Enrique Iglesias on MKFM. Zed and the Middle on MKFM, and I'm now with Team MKFM. Woo! Oh dear. How ready is everybody feeling? Simon, you are part of the rowing team. Thoughts on how MKFM are going to get on? Bearing in mind, last year, penultimate from last.
We can't do any worse than that, surely.
Well, I mean, looking at how ready everybody looks this morning, I'm saying probably. Yes, you're good. Okay, inside knowledge here. We all went out last night, and I think it's fair to say I can see a lot of rough faces around. Not the correct training before a Dragon Boat Festival. Anthony, how much preparation have you put into today? Bearing in mind, you know, you're representing the local radio station in Milton Keynes. It's so important that we don't embarrass ourselves as we did last year. So talk to me through your training regime for this big event, which you've known about for a year.
Mentally, every day since last year, I've been on it. Physically, I've not done any training yet.
Okay, brilliant. Yet. We got probably an hour until the first race. What's the plan?
Just to practice it on dry land.
Okay, press ups now. Go. I want 10 press ups. Go. 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 There we go. Well, he's actually doing it, to be fair. I mean, let's do 20 instead. We need this exact preparation, guys. This is what we want to see. Right. We'll chat with some more of the teams that are involved in a little while. We've also got Christina Aguilera to play in a bit.
MKFM, what's on guide with Thurlow Nunn Vauxhall.
All day today down at Willen Lake, you can come to the Dragon Boat Racing. Loads of local teams participating, businesses, food, drinks, everything you could possibly want. Great family day out. We'll see you there.
MKFM, supported by our principal partners, including Bletchley's Famous Market, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday at Queensway Bletchley. Now, let's get back to playing all the hits. This is MKFM.
That was Years and Years on MKFM. It's Oliver and Erica live from Willen Lake. So, Erica, you did it last year. And thankfully, because of the whole radio thing, we've got the wonderful excuse of not doing it this year.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm very much looking forward to not doing it this year. I can't tell you how excited I am about not doing it.
Because the thing is, so to try and explain what people do, there's teams of what, 20 people, something like that?
Yeah.
And everybody is rowing, and it's seriously hard. I think the trickiest thing that people say is that it's obviously physically knackering, but also everyone has to row at exactly the same time for you to literally get anywhere.
The worst thing last year actually was not the rowing. It was more the being splashed by the person in front of you and ending up coming out looking like you'd been in the lake rather than in a boat on the lake.
Well, I think it's fair to say that some people take this really seriously, and like we joke about MKFM not, you know, doing too much prep, which is very, very true. But also some of the businesses that have done it since the very start of this event, and it's been going on for years and years now, they do put a serious amount of effort into it.
They come training several times before they actually do the event and get hints and tips off people that know what they're doing. We, on the other hand, turn up on the day after a night out.
I know. It's true. However, this year, we do have somebody in our team that might be able to offer us something a little bit better than what we've had before. I'm not talking about the normal presenters. We've got a little special person.
A ringer.
We'll be talking to that person after 11 o'clock this morning because, well, she might just help us out a little bit. This is MKFM. Today we are live from Willan Lake for the Dragon Boat Festival. We are going to be talking to some of the guys taking part in this event, plus McIntyre, the charity today is all in aid of. That's coming up after 11. So is Katy Perry, and Jess Glynn is on the way after your latest news next.
MKFM weather with Saxon Bridge Car and Van Centre. Have you visited our new superstore in Mount Farm yet?
Perfect day for Dragon Boat Festival today. The sun is shining across Milton Keynes, highs of 22 degrees. It's going to stay sunny for your whole weekend, which is lovely. We're going to be back playing Jess Glynn in a second. Right now, though, at 11, it's time for your latest news update.
Bletchley, Malderton, Westcroft on 106.3 FM, DAB Digital Radio, on your mobile and online from the UK's fastest growing city. This is MKFM. Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
let's get back to playing all the hits. Radio made in MK. This is
MKFM.
That was Jess Glynn on MKFM, and we today are live from the Dragon Boat Festival at Willan Lake. The sun is out. It's looking a brilliant day ahead as so many companies across Milton Keynes battle it out to be the 2018 champions. Exciting news. The star member of the MKFM team, our only hope of maybe not coming last this year, has just arrived. Now, this person we'll be talking to shortly, she is not a nobody. This person is an Olympic athlete. We are so lucky to have her, and I'm hoping she's going to do us proud today as well. We'll be talking to that person in a little while, as well as McIntyre, who is the charity this event is in aid of in a bit. Right now, though, Dua Lipa, this is New Rules on MKFM. That was Sigma on MKFM, and we are now not long away from MKFM's first race at the Dragon Boat Festival. I am very, very, very excited to introduce our hope for today. Our one chance of not coming last. She is an incredible lady. She is an Olympic athlete, and her name is Gail Emms. Gail, hello.
Hello.
How confident are you in the team that you've got to work with today?
Well, I've sized you all up. I've looked at the muscle density. I've looked at their mental toughness and resilience. It's not looking good, to be honest. I'm a little bit worried.
And rightfully so. I think that's probably accurate. So you're the MKFM, is the right term, drummer?
So, Psycho Cox, apparently, I've been nicknamed.
Right.
Drummer Cox, just the motivator. I think we need a bit of Olympic spirit on there. I think we're going to need it, to be fair.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to blame me, probably, at the end of it. So.
Well, I feel like, we've now got an excuse, because no one else is as qualified as you.
I was a badminton player. I wasn't really a dragon boat rower.
They're just a load of radio presenters. Look, you're the best chance we've got. So we're just heading on over now. It's going to be about 5 minutes away before MKFM take to the water for their very first race. Gail, thank you so much for chatting with us. The best of luck. I think you're going to need it.
We are, yes.
But hey, MKFM, you never know. We might just do okay. Right now, here is Cardi B on MKFM. That was Cardi B and Maroon 5 on MKFM, and we are live from the Dragon Boat Festival. Erica, we've just spoken with Olympic athlete Gail Emms, and she wasn't overly confident. It doesn't bode well, does it?
No, I think she heard about last year's pathetic attempt. She is in great shape, though, isn't she?
Massively. She's looking good today. Not so confident about our chances, but hey, it will be fun nonetheless. We are going to be talking to McIntyre, the charity that this brilliant event is all in aid of today. But what I would say is it's happening all afternoon. The sun is shining, the crowds are starting to gather, there's food, drink, and loads of stuff to do and see here today. It's a fantastic event. Come down to Willen Lake. If you've not got any plans today, make your plans to be at Willen. We'll be back in a bit, and we've got music to come from Duke Tamon, plus some Ariana Grande soon too. George Ezra and Shotgun on MKFM. We're live from Willen Lake today for the Dragon Boat Festival. Don't forget, if you want the chance of winning £500, then the MKFM Mystery Voice could be your ticket to that cash. We have got 500 quid, which is still not gone. And it's really frustrating both Erica and I, because we do not know who on earth that voice is.
We have got no one for this. I've made several guesses and they have all come up and been completely wrong.
We never kiss and tell.
Yeah, I was going to say, unfortunately, because of Live from Willen Lake, we can't play it. But that's a good little impression there from our producer, Michael, today. If you do want to listen to that, though, and see all the incorrect guesses, plus find out the rules and details as to how you could be winning that money, head to our website, mkfm.com. Right, we're going to be chatting to McIntyre, the charity this whole event is in aid of, and we're hearing some exciting things about a massive dragon cake as well. Not sure what that's about, but I'm sure we'll be finding out very shortly. Sweet. 5 seconds of summer on MKFM. Right, we are next to the start line. The MKFM team have got their jackets on. Guys, how are you feeling? Are you ready?
No.
Again, we want more than that, and I just feel like they're really not ready. There's a few faces around that look hungover and don't look like they should be about to get on board a boat. I'm looking specifically in the eyes of our producer, Nick, who got in at what time this morning, Nick?
Half eight.
That's about 4 hours ago.
Yep.
Do you feel as good as you look?
No, yeah, let's go with that.
Excellent. Simon, we're just about to get you guys on board the boat. How are you feeling? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I can't say that I'm looking forward to it necessarily, but, you know, I think we've had a good team prep. We've all had a little practice, which we didn't do last year, so I think we're winning.
Okay, we'll go and talk to one of our team. Oh, no, they're off. Guys, good luck. Best of luck. They're heading.
Come on, don't come last.
Words of strong encouragement there from Erica. Don't come last. Well, guys, best of luck and, let's see what happens.
MKFM, what's on guide with Thurlow Nunn Vauxhall.
All day today, we are at the Dragon Boat Festival down at Willen Lake, and you could be here too. There is food and drink, and there is lots of family entertainment. Come and support MKFM, why not?
MKFM, supported by our principal partners, including Milton Keynes Hospital Charity, making a difference for patients at Milton Keynes Hospital. Playing all the hits. This is 106.3 MKFM.
MO and Bad Vibe on MKFM. Steve from Prime Shine is joining me. Steve, you come out to support today with the dog and the family. It's a great event to come and watch, isn't it?
Oh, it's great to sit here for a couple of hours, sink a couple of beers and just watch the world go by, really.
It's a beautiful sunny day. It's going to stay nice and bright as well. If you want to get down here, it's happening all afternoon. It's in aid of a brilliant cause as well for McIntyre. The sun is due to be shining all day long. You're looking out at a load of people rowing boats, some good, some badly, but it's a great event to come out and support, and it's happening all afternoon down at Willen Lake. So if you're not doing anything today, then please do come and support. This is MKFM. It's almost it from us as we look out onto the lake watching MKFM's team do as we expected, which is absolutely terribly. Isn't it? Like, they're quite a way behind now.
I think they are the Saudi Arabia of this particular tournament.
Yeah, we've got another two races to watch with them as well, and I'm just not so sure we're going to... I didn't think it would be possible to beat last year's second from last, but maybe it will be. Oh, dear. Right, that's it from us. Mark Stevens will be live in the Dragon Boat Festival at 3 p.m. today, and if you do want to come down, please do. The sun is shining. It's a lovely event to get down and support. All in aid of McIntyre. And there's going to be dragon boat racing all throughout the afternoon down at Willan Lake. Pat Sharp is on your radio next, and we'll be back next Saturday morning from 10.
MKFM weather with Saxon Bridge Car and Van Centre. Over 500 cars in stock from 2995.
Weather in town today is looking absolutely lovely. It's staying nice and bright, very sunny with highs of 22 degrees. Tomorrow, a similar story as well. It looks like summer is finally here. Have an amazing rest of your weekend. Keep up to date with everything happening at the Dragon Boat Festival on our Facebook page, MKFM Radio. And Mark Seams will be back here live from 3 p.m. Up next is Pat Sharp. Right now, though, at midday, it's time your latest news update.
Bletchley, Malverton, Westcroft on 106.3 FM, DAB digital radio, on your mobile and online from the UK's fastest growing city. This is MKFM.
MKFM Saturday Sport, more back on your radio until 6, coming from Willan Lake and the Dragon Boat Festival. Got loads to come up on the show, so make sure you stick around, get involved on Facebook and Twitter at MKFM. And let's get this on for you. It's Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven on MKFM.
Yeah.
Mark Stevens on MKFM Saturday Sport. So we're here at Willan Lake. Weather's holding up, fingers crossed, not looking too bad at all so far. Quite a nice day. If you're out and about, make sure you pop down and chill on MKFM. Two races down, one to go here with Simon Marshall. Obviously ready and raring to go. Up early this morning because of the breakfast show, but how are you feeling so far?
Do you know what? I thought I'd be flagging by this point, Mark, but no, I am definitely raring to go. I'm still a little bit soggy and damp in places that I probably shouldn't tell you about. That it hasn't quite dried, but hopefully I'll be there for the next one.
Definitely not dampening the spirits then. And I can see you've got about half a pig with about a tub of apple sauce there as well. So I think we're all fueled to go, aren't we?
Absolutely. You're quite right. We're very lucky that we've pitched up right next to the hog roast tent, which in my eyes was a bonus.
Well, yeah, I came here and I saw sort of the half people that are still there. It's really nice. Loads of different stalls, loads of stuff for the kids as well. We've got a splash bar just behind us. Kids having an absolute great time there. And you find out more details about events coming up this summer as well on mkfm.com. Let's get this on Saturday Sport. It's Tom Walker. It's Tom Walker on MKFM. You're listening to Saturday Sport. It's Mark joining you from Winner Lake in the sunshine this afternoon. Quick check on the World Cup. So, Russia, we've been out there just over 11 days now. England back in action tomorrow against Panama, getting under way at 1 o'clock. Captain Kane taking his responsibility very well with a brace in their last game against Tunisia. Final score in today's early kickoff was Belgium 5, Tunisia 1. And what a showing it was from the Belgians. Two goals from Lukaku, all started with an Eden Hazard penalty. More World Cup sports in action on the way within the next 2.5 hours. And Rita Ora up next on MKFM. It's Rita Ora and Girls on MKFM. Saturday Sport. Mark Stevens live from Winner Lake. Lovely sunshine and loads of people here for the Dragon Boat Festival. We'll be talking to more people right here. But if you are out and about in Milton Keynes, make sure you pop down. It's going to be a great day. Let's get this on from Fuse ODG on MKFM. Yes, Jack Jones and Breathe. MKFM, this is Saturday Sport coming live from Winner Lake and the Dragon Boat Festival. So there's been a lot of talk on MKFM about the Dragon Boat Festival. But if you're sitting there thinking, should I go down to Winner Lake? First of all, yes. And here's some more information about it. Dragon boats are an ancient Chinese tradition where we get on the lake. Is a 16-man craft on there with a drummer at the helm, and it's a really great way of getting a workplace down here, getting a team together and having a good day out. It's as simple as the first one to finish the line wins. MKFM within three races, they're two down and one to go, so make sure you come down here and check it out, because next year it could be you or Willan Lake doing this. I tell you what, it's going to be a great event. George Ezra on the way next on MKFM.
MKFM, what's on guide with Thurlow Nunn Vauxhall.
Plenty going on in Milton Keynes, and you can plan your summer of events online now, mkfm.com. And why not pop down to Willan Lake Dragon Boat Festival? We're here and it's going to be a great day with loads of stuff to do. As I said, more details, and you can upload your event to our own online calendar online now.
MKFM, supported by our principal partners, including McDonald's at 7 great locations across Milton Keynes. I'm loving it.
MKFM.
Playing all the hits. This is 106.3 MKFM.
It's George Ezra on MKFM. This is Saturday Sport coming from Will and Lake this afternoon for the Dragon Boat Festival. Loads of World Cup action and everyone really getting the buzz. I know it's always the case when a World Cup starts, you think, are England actually going to do any good this year? Well, potentially. Quite a competitive group with Panama, Belgium, England and also Tunisia in the mix. I mean, as it stands after Belgium's conclusive win, it's Belgium leading the race with 6 points. England just behind with 3 points to pay Panama tomorrow. Panama on Tunisia on Neil Parr. Tunisia playing two games and Panama with one. Some interesting games coming up on Monday, including Uruguay versus Russia, the home nation, Iran versus Portugal, Spain and Morocco. Coming up today at 4 o'clock, South Korea take on Mexico, who shocked everyone pretty much by beating Germany, and Germany take on Sweden looking to recover their poor start. So make sure you get involved with the conversation. Your predictions, please, at MKFM on Facebook and Twitter. Still loads to come here on the show this afternoon. MKFM Saturday Sport, Mark Stevens on your radio, right here from Willan Lake and the Dragon Boat Festival. Loads of stuff to do, so make sure you get yourself down here. Loads of fun for the kids, including a Mahusive slide, looks about 20 foot tall, the splash park, and loads for the adults as well. We're just walking past the stalls here. The food smells absolutely incredible. Loads of sports and action and music to come in the next 2 hours, right here on MKFM.
Saturday Sport on MKFM. MKFM weather with Saxon Bridge Car and Van Centre. Have you visited our new superstore in Mount Farm yet?
Quick check on the weather, and definitely a good day for a Dragon Boat Festival. Highs of 21 today, dropping down to lows of 9. Tomorrow, definitely barbecue weather with some clouds. Highs of 23 and lows of 11. At Willan Park, it's 21 degrees.
Bletchley, Malverton, Westcroft on 106.3 FM, DAB Digital Radio, on your mobile and online from the UK's fastest growing city. This is MKFM. Playing all the hits. This is 106.3 MKFM.
It's Ariana Grande on MKFM. This is Saturday Sport, and we're down here at Willan Lake for the Dragon Boat Festival, and the MKFM team are here ready to go into their third race. So, Lee, are you looking forward to it? Obviously, two races down, one to go. Are you excited? Do you think we could do well?
Yeah. We're aiming for a little bit of improvement. We've done 77 seconds to start with. We went down to 74, so I'm hoping we're just going to get better and better. So, I'm excited. Everyone seems to be flagging a little bit, though. After lunch, everybody's just having a bit of a snooze, so I'm hoping that we bring the energy and we're going to win.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Yeah. You know, shave 3 seconds off, third time lucky. We can definitely get the wins. So, yeah.
That's what we're hoping for. Fingers crossed.
Everyone looking forward to it. Everyone excited. I mean, they're flagging a tiny bit, but I think...
We're lacking in energy. Come on, the MKFM Dragons.
Well, I think we can do it. I think it should be a good race. Maybe another 3 seconds off, maybe 71, maybe break into the 60 seconds. It is Willan Lake, it's Dragon Boat Festival. Make sure you get down here. It's going to be a great day. Here's Justin Bieber, Saturday Sport. It's MKFM. It's Philip George, MKFM. This is a beat of MK coming from Willan Lake, and the MKFM team for their third heat just about to get into the Dragon Boat. It's definitely heats up the competition. I've seen some races and they're definitely going for it. No shine of flagging at all. Looking at the MKFM team, bit sleepy, but I think we should be okay. Loads to come down here at Willan Lake, so make sure you get involved. More tunes to come right here on MKFM. It's Clean Bandit on MKFM. This is Saturday Sport, and the MKFM Dragons are away at Willan Lake. They're just dropping back to third position. It's very, very tight at the moment. All seem to be on level pegging. MKFM Dragons just dropping back slightly. Boat number 4 in the lead, followed by 3, 2, and 1. Chronological order, but the MKFM Dragons just dropping off slightly. I think there's definitely some tired arms in there at the moment, but they're definitely giving it their all. Just about to catch up. Boat number 2, 2 and 3 at... neck and neck. Boat number 4 definitely going for it. It looks like MKFM track is just dropping back slightly. They're going to beat their record of 73 seconds, which they got in their last heat. Looks like boat number 4 is going to get it. Number 2 just ahead of number 3, and MKFM Dragons on number 1. Looks like they're going to finish last. Unfortunately, they have given it their all, but can they beat their last heat time of 73 seconds, I believe it was? We'll find out after after this from Niall Horan. It's MKFM. It's Clean Bandit on MKFM. This is Saturday Sport, and the MKFM Dragons are away at Willan Lake. They're just dropping back to third position. It's very, very tight at the moment. All seem to be on level pegging. MKFM Dragons just dropping back slightly. Boat number four in the lead, followed by 3, 2, and 1. Chronological order, but the MKFM Dragons just dropping off slightly. I think definitely some tired arms in there at the moment, but they're definitely giving it their all. Just about to catch up boat number two and three at neck and neck. Boat number four definitely going for it. It looks like MKFM Dragons just dropping back slightly. They're going to beat their record of 73 seconds, which they got in their last heat. Looks like boat number four is going to get it. Number two just ahead of number three, and MKFM Dragons on number one. Looks like they're going to finish last. Unfortunately, they have given it their all, but can they beat their last heat time of 73 seconds, I believe it was? We'll find out after this from Niall Horan. It's MKFM. It's Years and Years on MKFM. It's Mark Stevens right here at Willan Lake for the Dragon Boat Festival. So the MKFM Dragons just finished their third heat. We're going to stick around for the times. The top 15 with the best times throughout the day will go into the semi-final. Fingers crossed. It does look like they finished last in their heat of four. But keep it tuned on MKFM. We'll find out how the MKFM Dragons are getting on. Make sure you stick around. More great tunes and sporting action here on MKFM. David Guetta to play next.
MKFM. What's on guide with Thurlow Nunn Vauxhall.
MKFM, this is the Beat of MK. Just a quick check on the events. There's loads going on this summer. You can plan your summer of events and upload your own online event, mkfm.com. And make sure you pop down to Willan Lake for the Dragon Boat Festival happening today. It's going to be a good one.
MKFM, supported by our principal partners, including Milton Keynes Family Law, for expert legal advice from our dedicated team of solicitors. Now, let's get back to playing all the hits. This is MKFM.
It's David Guetta on MKFM. You're listening to Saturday Sport from Willan Lake and the Dragon Boat Festival. So the MKFM Dragons, they went in their third heat. It was quite close, but the MKFM Dragons just dropped back with their worst time out of three, 78 seconds. But they did do MKFM proud. Simon Marshall looked like he went for a bit of a dip in Willan Lake. I'll surely tell you about it. He's back on your radio tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. More great tunes here on MKFM. It's Saturday Sport. Mark Stevens on MKFM Saturday Sport. Still another hour of sporting action here from Willan Lake and the Dragon Boat Festival. And we'll be talking to you very soon. And more great tunes on the way next.
MKFM weather with Saxon Bridge Car and Van Centre. Over 500 cars in stock from 2995.
Beautiful weather down here at Willan Lake. Highs of 21 today. It's rather cloudy, but nice sunshine. Same for tomorrow. Highs of 23 and dropping down to lows of 11. At Willan, it's 21 degrees. The news headlines are next.
Bletchley, Malverton, Westcroft on 106.3 FM, DAB Digital Radio, on your mobile and online from the UK's fastest growing city. This is MKFM. The Beat of MK.
Say my name.
This is 106.3 MKFM.
It's Anne-Marie on MKFM 2002. Love that one. Saturday Sport, you're listening to Mark Stevens until 6 o'clock. So in the Dragon Boat Festival, we're here down at Willan Lake. MKFM doing well compared to last year. Last year, third from bottom. This year, fourth from bottom. So my calculations, that's 38th place out of possible 41. So that's a place improvement every year. So 38 years, we'll be first. Now, if that's not encouragement to come here next year or pop down just for the last few hours, I don't know what is. You can plan your events online, mkfm.com. Here's Young and Bestie, it's MKFM. It's Felix Jahan on MKFM. Saturday afternoons, one thing, Saturday Sport, Willan Lake and the Dragon Boat Festival. So, Simon Marshall, been on the radio a lot today, 6 till 10, and then sort of all over radio with the interviews. But with good reason, the heats, I haven't been here for the first two heats, but the third heat, came out of the boat slightly damp, shall we say. Have you dried out yet? Are you okay?
I still have a little bit of a wet patch, but I'm not willing to tell you where that is exactly.
Are we saving this for tomorrow morning, or is just leaving our listeners in suspense? What's going on here then?
I think I'm probably going to leave them in suspense, and I'll probably not mention it ever again. if I'm honest.
Well, 38th place out of possible 41. That's improvement on last year. What do you reckon next year's chances for the MKFM Dragons?
Yes, I think we need to take on some new staff at the radio station who have got an athletic build, who've got good stamina and good muscles, and I think we might have a chance.
So what you're saying is that Michael Robertson should actually get in the boat next year, not be on the sidelines. What do you reckon?
Michael who?
I think I need to contact HR. I'm pretty sure he's still at the station, isn't he? Well, Simon, thank you very much. You go and dry off and enjoy the rest of your day. We're still down here for the next hour or so here at Willow Lake. So make sure you pop down for the Dragon Boat Festival. Here's Jonas Blue, MKFM. Jonas Blue on Saturday Sport, Mark Stevens on MKFM. Still loads of sporting action to come between now and 6 o'clock, and more big tunes on the way next.
Let's get back to playing all the hits. Radio made in MK. This is MKFM.
It's Cameron Harris and Dua Lipa on MKFM Saturday Sports. So the MK Dons have got some transfer rumours. Ryan Watson and Lawson Diaf agree a one-year deal with the new relegated club. So Lawson Diaf, previous Cobblers player, so it should be interesting to see how they get on. Announced a few days ago, MK Dons have also signed Macclesfield Town left-back on a one-year deal, Mitch Hitchcock. So definitely preparing for the season ahead. Should be interesting to see how they get on. Obviously, you can catch all the pre-season friendlies, all the latest online at mkfm.com, and the latest on the MK Dons right here on MKFM. More big tunes on the way next. Justin Timberlake and Say Something, MKFM Saturday Sport, live here from Willow Lake, where the Dragon Boat Festival is underway. Still loads to do. If you've got the kids, make sure you pop down. We've got the Bouncy Castle here, loads of great food stalls. Food smells absolutely incredible. And just in case you missed it, the MKFM Dragons storming ahead, one place above what they were last year, four places from last. But anyway, we did really well. And if you are thinking of next year, why not get a team together, 16 people, in an old style Chinese dragon boat. It's a tradition going on since the 1800s. You find out more details mkfm.com about this year's event. Now you can get involved next year. And more big tunes on the way next.
MKFM weather with Saxon Bridge Car and Van Centre. Have you visited our new superstore in Mount Farm yet?
Lovely day today, dropping down to lows of 9. Still some sunshine and some clouds tomorrow. Highs of 23 and lows of 11. At Willow Lake, it's 20 degrees.
Bletchley, Malverton, Westcroft on 106.3 FM, DAB Digital Radio, on your mobile and online from the UK's fastest growing city. This is MKFM. MKFM, what's on guide with Thurlow Nunn Vauxhall.
So not far from where I am now in Willow Lake is Top Jump, and it's celebrating their first birthday. That's definitely gone quick. Sunday the 1st of July, and celebrate their first birthday, they got a fun-filled family day full of activities, two-hour jump sessions, bouncy castle, photo booth. What more could you want for your Sunday afternoon? More details about this and where you can upload your events to our own online calendar. It's on there now, mkfm.com.
MKFM, supported by our principal partners, including Fuse Metrics, the leading cloud-based enterprise resource planning system. Playing all the hits. This is 106.3 MKFM.
Maroon 5 on Saturday Sport here at Willow Lake for the Dragon Boat Festival. Loads of great stuff down here, so make sure you stick around. The kids seem to be absolutely loving it in the Splash Park, and they got these big air ball things, which you seem to look around and walk around quite cautiously. Knowing me, I'll probably fall over, but you can check out all the latest events on mkfm.com. Big tunes still to come between now and 6 o'clock. That's it from me on Saturday Sport. This is MKFM back on your radio next Saturday from 3. Stick around because the big weekend in MK starts here with Ear Candy and Chris Brooks up next.